Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, God has given us victory. He's given us life. He's poured out things for us that we don't deserve. We haven't earned them. They don't come to us because of the way we act or how we are. But God has chosen us as his people. He wants to pour out blessings on each one of us. I want to read a scripture that says this. This is in Ephesians 4 in verse 23. It says, and renewed in the spirit of your mind. It's talking about how we are renewed. And Amplified says it, and constantly be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you may put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. What a place to stand. You know, I was, you might look at me and not even realize that I'm a little older than some of the group, but it's a good thing they called that young adults. They gave some kind of brackets because I was joining up, you know, young adult, you know. Praise God. But God knows how to get us and bring us into a place of victory. I was driving to work. I work out at Embry-Riddle University. And I was driving to work in the morning. And I was about halfway there. And I felt this pain in my chest. Serious pain. And, you know, you should. Now, I'm not saying everybody should do this. But what I did was I stood against the enemy. Because I knew where it was coming from. Amen. It wasn't like it had been that God was saying, hey, you're gonna have chest pain, you need to go to the hospital. He was speaking to my heart, and he knew exactly what was coming to me. He knew how the enemy was going to attack. And I'm telling you, the enemy will attack us when we are least expecting it. He brings these things to us. And when I had that chest pain, I just sat there and, you know, man, I could just barely drive my car. And I'm sure all the people around me was glad I was a spirit person because God was touching me and he drove that pain out. By the time I got to the, I began to speak the word of God. Amen. The word of God says I am a healed person. Amen. The word of God says I have a new heart. Amen. The word of God tells me that I'm blessed coming in and blessed going out, laying down and rising up. I am strong in him. Amen. And he said that about every person in this place. He hasn't just chosen in one person. He doesn't just take Pastor John and Pastor Kathy and say, oh, well, they're pastors. They're blessed. You know? No, he says everybody. He's called us to a place of blessing where when the enemy attacks, we know exactly what to do, how to resist him, and we can take him and put him where he belongs, under our feet. Because we are part of the body of Christ. We are alive in him. And God has said, I'm going to take you to high places. Because here's John 10:10. Now just listen to this. This is what I was thinking about the word. I was meditating on the word of God. I had read the word that morning. And I was constantly renewing the spirit of my mind. See, God wants us in that place. Not so that he can say, well, you know, at least you heard about these things. No, he wants us to be in a place where victory will follow us no matter how the devil comes against us. We are to stand against that enemy, and when we stand against him, he will flee from us. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, John 10:10 says this, the thief cometh not, and of course everybody knows the scripture, I hope. The thief cometh not but for to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come, and this is Jesus talking, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. He wants to pour abundant life within us. He's not saying, those of you that are seasoned people like myself, he's not saying it's over. He's saying it's time for you to do what I'm calling you to do. And he's, you know, I taught kids for years. Finally, they drove me out of there. I mean, the kids, I just like kids. I like to be around them. They have energy that I love, and they have an open heart to the word of God. And I really think that's why God tells us that we are his children. Because he wants us to have that open heart. Many of us are receiving that truth. We are standing in that place where we are unshakable. Amen. You know, when you feel things come against your body, it's real. It's something that's got your attention. Something that is there that you have come up against. And either you know God's going to take you through that situation, or you have to do something else to make it go away. Now, you know, God, I am not against doctors. Trust me. I've been to the doctor. I've been under the scalpel. I know exactly what it means to do all that. But God has a higher place for his people. He is calling us to a place of victory. We are to walk in that place. And if we can experience that, where we walk, what we have, it's going to affect our entire lives. It's going to affect how we stand before the people around us. It's going to help us to walk up to them and say, hey, you know what James 4:7 says? Hopefully you know, because it's going to be up on the scripture here. All right, it says this. It says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist, and that means how to stand against fear, the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist the devil. Now, what are we doing when we are resisting the devil? What are we doing? How do we do this? I mean, okay, I resist you, I resist you, I resist you. Is that what we do? No. What do we do to resist the devil? We speak the word of God. We begin to stand and resist the fear that is coming against us. The devil is very good at bringing fear to us. He knows exactly. Oh, it's, you know, there are all kinds of different fears that come to us. Things maybe you're single and you're thinking, wow, I'll just never have anybody in my life. Or maybe you're married and you're thinking, man, I wish I could get rid of that. No, let me just kidding. God wants us to experience his best. He wants us to know how to walk in the life that God has for us. And his life flows to and through us. And we, when we're resisting the devil, we actually are resisting the fear. Amen. The fear that is coming, whatever it is. You may be driving down the street and fear comes, you are going to have a wreck. If you keep driving like this, you're going to have a wreck. Well, hopefully you're obeying the laws. But other than that, God wants you blessed. And you can resist that fear because we know it is not from God. We know where it comes from. And it's coming to us and it's trying to stop us. I'm telling you, Jesus has given us. Now, you know, think back in the days when people walked different places. They mostly did. Jairus had come to Jesus, and he said, my daughter is sick. I need you. And they said, Jairus, don't bother the master anymore. Don't bother him. And he said, well, what do you mean? Why? Your daughter is dead. And as soon as that happened, I can just imagine in the crowd Jesus' face swiveling right over to Jairus, and he said to him, he looked at him, and he said, fear not. Fear not. Oh, you can imagine the fear that was rising up in him. His daughter was dead, and fear was crying out. Who was the fear coming from? The enemy. The enemy wants our attention. He wants us to be grabbed by this fear and held by the fear, because if he can keep us in the place of fear, he can keep us stopped. But Jesus was on the scene. Jesus was there. He looked at him and he said, all I'm asking you to do is fear not. Amen. Don't fear. How do we resist that? Oh, man, we can stand against that. And Jairus did, and he stood with Jesus. He kept his eyes on Jesus. I can imagine him the whole way back thinking, I've got Jesus here. I've got him in my sights. I know he's the one. He's the one. He's the one. He's going to meet my need. And I'm telling you, that's the way Jesus wants us to be when things are coming against us. And they will come against us. Trust me. Fear will come. I sometimes, when I have chest pain, fear comes, you know, but you can resist it. Amen. You can resist this and walk in the place of victory. My wife is looking at me now. You didn't tell me about this fear. No, okay. Chest pain. I can have it checked. I'm telling you, Jesus is my healer and he's my rock. I sometimes reveal these things in a spiritual way. Anyhow, praise God. He knows how to take us through onto the other side. And I'm telling you, God is in the business of blessing them. And Jesus, now Jairus, of course, the story is when he got there, she was dead, but Jesus was able to bring her back to life. Why? Because Jairus did not do what?
Fear.
I'm telling you, fear is so strong. It's powerful. Now, this is what 1 Peter 5:9 says. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Now, in verse 9, it says, whom resists steadfast in the faith. Now, where does faith come from? Everybody knows. I hope everybody knows. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the
word of God.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Pastor John and Pastor Kathy can both have a star on their chest. Okay. They've taught us that. We know that faith is something that works against what the enemy is trying to do. He's coming around. He's looking for people. Now, we get in real situations. We get in real things that are happening in our lives, things that we come up against, and we say, I need faith in this situation.
Amen.
I need it. The symptoms are crying out to me. So, you know, it might be some sickness coming against your body, and symptoms are there. They are there. They are real. They are touching you. You're feeling them. But the word of God says you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Now, there's two choices here. You can either go with the idea that the pain is real and it's going to overcome, it's going to work, or you can stand in that place and say, no, I was healed by the stripes of Jesus. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It just has to be what you believe in your heart. How do we get this heart faith? By continually renewing the spirit of our mind. We have to continue to put that word in. Let it be taken inside of us and let it become a part of how we think, how we react, what we can do. We step into that place of victory and the devil cannot take it away from us. He is not more powerful than the greater one who is on the inside of you. You have taken the greater one. And Jesus has said, this is the life I give you. Life is in us. It is there for the taking. Now, we can agree. I'm telling you, it happens. I know it happens for us to agree with the enemy and say, well, I feel this symptom, and I need to take care of it. Now, what I tell you, one of the things that we found out early in our walk together as husband and wife, number one, our prayers together are very powerful. And if you don't have somebody to pray with, get somebody. It doesn't matter. Get them, somebody that you can agree with, and it's very, very powerful. It will help you in your battles that you face, because we all face. Is there anybody here not facing some kind of battle? No, we have. hopeful. No, hopeless. Did I see a hand? I hope not. Well, Jesus, come forward. No, I'm just kidding. Anyhow, you know, he's the only one. Now, he had battles. He had things he had to fight. You know, you realize that Jesus was there. He was standing against the enemy, and the devil left him. You know, he resisted him, and the devil did leave him. But you know what the James 4:7 says? It says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, Jesus did this. Of course, we know that Jesus did it. He took us. He set us in a place of victory. He's given us life, and he's pouring these things upon us. But Jesus had resisted the enemy to the point that you'd think, you know, he was out there 40 days and 40 nights, and the devil was coming at him with everything he could come. Now, the devil does this kind of stuff. He looks for chinks in your armor. He's looking for just some advantage he can take over you and begin to bring you down instead of the stance that you have up. Now, we all have situations that the devil knows about. He's going to try to get through. He'll try. He's going to try. It says even Jesus, who had resisted him for 40 days and 40 nights, and finally said, devil, be gone from me. And he did for it. It says in the Bible, he did it for a time. You know, the devil comes back to us. You know, the devil is not giving up. He's a guy who has learned for years to stand and to walk and to find these little places that he can find in our lives so that he can get through to us. We have an armor. Amen. We have armor that will resist the devil every time, that will work against the devil, but we have to continue in the Word of God. We have to continue in that. Allow that to be a part of what we are doing, how we are living, the way we are walking and thinking. It's helping us. Now, he didn't put this in our lives so that we can just take it and say, well, you know, you can carry it around and pull it out. Ha, got my word. Great. What's in it? I don't know, but it's here, right here. No, that's not going to work for us. God wants us to know what the Word says about the things that come against our life. If you've ever been on a boat before, I've been out on the ocean in a shrimp boat, and the last thing you want is a big storm. Not good. Or the very last thing is a storm at night and the boat sinking. This is not good. This is a bad situation. It's scary. I've been in waves that were taller than the sides of the boat, and I'm thinking, okay, if I don't die here, this will be good, you know. So we were on this issue. Now, think about this. The disciples were out with Jesus. Now, he went up to them and gave them a word, said, let's go to the other side. Now, Jesus' word is to us. We're going to make it. We're going to stand in a place of victory. We're going to experience life better than anybody's life in the world. I'm telling you, it's our place to walk in this place of victory. We get to walk in a life that is above every life because of the things Jesus has said to us. Amen. He said wonderful things, and he set these things before us, and he says, I want you to walk in them. And so he says to his disciples, let's go to the other side. And of course, Jesus, being who he is, now he worked very hard. He'd probably just been ministering to all these people. He went to the back of the boat, got on a pillow, and went to sleep. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I go to sleep, I go to sleep. And that's what Jesus was doing. He was there. He was sleeping in this boat. And all of a sudden, a storm came up. Lightning cracking. Now you can imagine this thing. Waves, not just, it says the waves not only were big, but they were washing over the boat. They were washing over the boat. In other words, the boat was at the point. Now these were fishermen. A lot of these guys were experts. They went out in storms. They did stuff like that. They were not afraid of this kind of stuff. But this boat was at the point, I think I'm reverberating here. All right, anyhow, the boat was full of water. I mean, you can imagine these fishermen were looking at this thing. We are about to die. Now, it was dark, and it was stormy. Okay, these are a bad combination, in case you didn't know about it. But it is there. I mean, they were standing there, and they're looking back, and the first thing they see, sleeping on a pillow, is Jesus. That, you ever been in that situation? Jesus, I know you're up on the streets of gold, but have you looked at my life? I've done it. I know exactly. I moved here, and there was no house for me. You know, not a good thing to tell your wife and kids you got to move under a bridge, you know. Gone. What happened? I had a wife and kids here a minute ago. Anyway, I'm telling you, God takes us beyond where we are, beyond our own abilities. And these guys were looking at Jesus. They said, they're waking him up. Don't you care that we're about to die? Have you ever said that to Jesus? Don't lift your hand. It's okay. I know everybody here has. But, you know, at some point or another, when we look at our situations that are pushing against us, they're hard. These guys were looking at real symptoms. The boat was about to sink. Probably another good wave is going to take this thing down. It's full of water. I don't know about you, but that's about as desperate as it gets. And Jesus woke up, you know, and he looks at the guys, and he just walks up to the front of the boat and says, "Peace, be still." All of a sudden, there was peace. He rebuked the winds and the waves, and there was great peace. Great peace. And then he turned to his faith men that were there. And you know what? The faith men had not learned what it meant to stand in God. He wants us to stand in that place of victory. He wants us to walk in life. And he said, where was your faith? Where was your faith? You ever felt like that after God has taken care of you? Usually post, I'm going, oh, yeah, I would like to be your faith man. But you know what? A lot of times we need to realize we can stand up like Jesus. Now, Jesus did this as a man, because all the disciples said, what kind of man is this? You know, he was a man doing something that us as people can do. We can resist the enemy. We can stand against whatever it is he's bringing into our lives. Whatever mountain is there, whatever waves are about to wash over you, you don't have to step into fear. You have to step into the place of faith and say, I am protected. I am kept. The power of God is over me. And if we stand in that place, we can be as Jesus was. Amen. In that example. Amen. We can walk in that place. Amen. I can imagine as those guys were bailing that boat out, they were thinking, this was done as a man. How can it be that a man could do something like this? You know, he didn't raise up 4 feet above the boat and stand in the glow. He just did it. He walked up there and said, peace, be still. That's what he said. Yeah. What was he trying to do? He was trying to get across the point that we as people are people that can be victorious in life. Yeah. We are supposed to walk in a place of victory. We are supposed to walk in life just like that. So we have to stand against the devil, which is bringing fear. All right. We do stand against the devil, but most people, as soon as I say stand against the devil, guy with a pitchfork, red, you know, horns, tail. No, that's not what you're standing against. You have to stand against the enemy. You have to stand against that fear that's trying to wash over you and say, this is it. This is it. You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. You can hear it. You can hear it resounding, but you can also hear what the Word of God says. You are victorious. I've given you victory over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Oh, we have victory that has been given to us. We have it. It's available to His people. You know, as you walk with Jesus, you find out these different things, ways of walking that are awesome and blessing, and a place that is above and not beneath. Job 3 says this. Job 3:25 says this. It says, "For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me." Job, here's a guy that didn't realize that the enemy was working against him. He found out later that there was an enemy. He was a guy who thought, wow, man, what is going on? He just didn't understand because he had been walking victoriously. He'd been walking as a man could in those days. And you know, sometimes it's not because we're bad. It's not because of the way we've acted, even though probably most of us mess up with time or two. Most of you. No, I'm just kidding. We all mess up. There are things we do that are not right and things that the devil wants to point at, but Jesus is standing there saying, it is because your relation with me. It's because the blood I have put around you, I have paid a price for you to be in covenant with me. And we are to stand with him. We are standing in a place of victory, not because of our own ability, but because of what he has done on our behalf. So we need to be careful not to be one of the people that can be devoured. Now see, the devil's going about as a roaring lion. He's there, and he's trying to come in, and he's trying to stop us from walking in that place of victory. This victory is here. It is for us. We are to walk in it. We have been given this victory. And God's victory belongs to us. Listen to this. Now, this is Colossians 2, 6, 7. It says this, "As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." So as we resist the enemy, as I was telling you, I was going down the road with pain in my chest. It was just, it was debilitating pain. Big word. All right, I usually don't use them because my kids would always go, "What the heck is debilitating?" You know? And I would go, "Okay, hold up. Wait a minute." It was bad. I had the bad pain. I had bad pain. But you know what? We are able to resist the devil because as we have received him, what did we do? What is the thing that we did that brought us into this faith thing? We are supposed to do two things. Two things. So easy. We believe in our heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, and we speak with our mouth that Jesus is our Lord. Yes. Two simple things. And we enter into the kingdom of life. We enter in. We step into a place that is where Jesus is. We move with him. We get to understand these deep things we've been talking about. Resisting fear. Resisting the things of the enemy. Resisting the powers that be. The things, you know, I've always thought of demons as being, you know, a pretty good sized thing. But every time I've heard of them being actually seen in visions, you know what they are? a little monkey looking thing, you know, something that you would kick, you know, and just get away from me. It's not, they're not some big thing that's standing over us. They're there and they can be run off. We have to understand who we're fighting. Yes. We're just fighting the demons that have come. They are standing there. I've got a whole story about righteousness and how Jesus was raised from the dead. And one of the things is the little demons are going, anyhow. But I'll tell you that story one of these days. But Jesus wants us to stand against fear. The guy, just as an aside, I have a man that I work with, and I was telling him that I'm going to be retiring before too long, and he wants me to stay. He's, you know, it's comfortable with no change. So he says, okay, are you going to retire in 10 years? If you look at me, I'd be, you know, 10 years, not in the books. So I say, no, you know, I've got things to do at the church and all kinds of fun things that I'd like to be taken care of, you know. I like to travel. So I've got things that I'm going to be doing. But he says to me, he says, well, you know, Sam taught me that whatever I speak, I get. I'm like, oh, man. this is pretty rough, yeah. I'm trying to tell him, you got to believe it. He says, I believe it. Man, anyhow, I'm working on that one. But praise God, I think he's calling up my wife and trying to get agreement. So that may happen. Anyhow, so we need to remember, this is a very simple thing. And I want to just give you an opportunity.